Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For Donnie's Mock of the Day. And we're brought to you by the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. From now until draft night, which is a week from Thursday, Donnie will scour the internet for the best mock draft and update us on who the experts think the Steelers will be picking with the 20th overall pick. Sometimes he might even find a mock draft that goes more in depth and gives us later round picks. So I don't know what he did today. Maiden voyage here with Donnie's mock of the day.
Well, today we have one from Sam Monson, who we know from Pro Football Focus. This is actually a two-round mock.
We're getting 20 and 51 here.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted any of the other picks that got selected here from any of the other teams.
Why don't you give us some of the picks that are relevant to the Steelers in terms of maybe some positions that they're interested in leading up to the 20th pick, so we can maybe guess who he took with the 20th pick before you give it to
okay.
us.
Okay. Well, I also find this one interesting because he does have quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, but probably not in the order you guys are expecting.
Williams.
He has
May,
Williams
Daniels.
At one. No.
Daniels, two.
No, oh, he's got McCarthy.
Williams, McCarthy, Daniels.
And this is.
Wow. And he has the Broncos trading up to take Daniels at three.
And this is Monson?
Yes.
Where are the Broncos getting the picks to move up? They've traded all the picks for Russell Wilson. They traded a pick for Sean Payton. What do they have left?
So he has the mock. He has like the projected trade in here. The Broncos receive pick number 3. The Patriots receive picks 12, 76, and a first round in 25.
Wow.
I want to be on record as saying I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be an NFL bust. I do not think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, I don't see it at all for him.
I don't think Williams is going to be all that people think he is, but I can at least understand why in the right situation Caleb Williams could end up being great. The arm is ridiculous. I think May has all the tools. I actually think Daniels, you can talk me into Daniels being good. I don't see it with J.J. McCarthy. I think Penix will have a much better career than McCarthy. Much better.
He doesn't have May going until number 9. The Vikings trade up.
See,
to get him
another,
at 9.
That's another, like, what are people... I feel like people are overthinking this. Drake May is physically got the tools, might be a little bit raw, big arm, makes plays off script. What am I missing there? Why he keeps sliding in there? J.J. McCarthy over him?
I think McCarthy played better than May last year, but...
He was also on the best team in the country.
Yes.
And they asked him to do very little.
I think if you put on both players' tape, you would say that McCarthy had a better year, but he was asked to do much less. Now, he answered those questions, very few of them. I'm a May guy, though. I think May has hints of Herbert and Josh Allen in his game, and I would actually bet that 5 years from now, he's the best quarterback from this class.
I'm with you, actually. I don't think it's even close for me.
So some of the tackles here, Joe Alt is the first one that goes. We can kind of assume that's going to happen. He went number 5 to the Chargers. Here's an interesting one. Talisi Fuaga 7th to the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, people love him.
If Alt's off the board, I could see Fuaga going that early.
People love him, man. I saw him as high as 5 in a mock, somebody did, to the Chargers.
5.
And the thing
so
is,
they don't take one of the big receivers there.
And the thing is, by the way, that people, well, yeah, more on that maybe later in the show, but people seem to think like that he might kick into play guard. If you draft him that high and you kick him inside, he had better be Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, he better be one of the great.
He better be Quentin
Nelson
or Steve Hutchinson, Alan Faneca. What? I always say Faneca is like the second best Steeler I've ever seen relative to his position. Why do I not just name him first?
I did, and now you can do it.
Who
from
do you
now
say
on.
Is first, Troy?
Well, no. Like in, among no, like guards,
comparing him to great guards.
And I always say Steve Hutchinson, even though I think he was as good or better than Hutchinson. Anyway.
So the Patriots used that 12th pick they got from the Broncos. They take Fashanu from Penn State. I think I said his name right there.
Yeah, it is Fashanu.
Yep. Then Fautanu, who is in town today, goes 14th to the Saints.
He's good. He's another guy who can apparently play all 5 positions.
A lot of offensive linemen are going in the first round of this draft, people.
16, a big one. Jackson Powers Johnson to the Seahawks.
Yep, I've seen that more and more.
Booger McFarland did one of these, by the way, and apparently just had tackle after tackle going in the first round. Just kept picking tackles.
Then also the top 2 defensive linemen go right after Powers Johnson at 17 and 18.
Murphy and Newton.
Newton actually went first.
Okay.
Then Murphy.
Interesting.
And then number 20, they get Malzi's guy again.
Mims. The worst-kept
secret. Graham Barton goes right after 21.
I think the worst-kept secret is Mims to the Steelers. Everyone's saying it. No one's denying it. I've not heard anybody over at the Steelers tell me not so fast. You guys are getting over your skis with this one. I think they're gonna end up with Mims. Now, in this situation, Latham's still out there.
Yes. And something else of note. 27th overall to the Cardinals in this draft. Latham went 26th to the Buccaneers.
I bet it's big Zach Frazier.
Zach Frazier to the Cardinals, 27th overall.
What I tell you.
Seeing that more and more.
That someone wanted to make a friendly bet with me that all 3 centers are gone before the first round is up. All right, so now give me 51.
They go receiver. Ricky Purcell from Florida.
I don't think that – I actually think that the Mims-Pearsall combination is probably my likeliest pick for how this shakes out.
And how would you feel about it?
Good. Well, because you know I'm on the Mims train. I think he's going to be good, slot in. He might have a little bit of a – I might get frustrated early because they slow roll him into the lineup, but I think he's good. Pearsall looked pretty good.
You guys know how much I love Baldy.
Yeah.
Baldy was on our podcast, First in Pod. And he said that Pearsall reminds him of Julian Edelman. He said, I could see him being a Julian Edelman type for the next 10 years. Now, I don't think Julian Edelman should be in the Hall of Fame. But if that's who he is, then he should be a top 20 pick. If the Steelers get the next... If they get a Julian Edelman adjacent player with the 51st pick in the draft... he is actually going to leapfrog.
He's a lot bigger than Edelman. That's the weird thing.
Man. I know.
He's like 2.5-3 inches taller than Edelman. He's a big receiver. 6'1", almost 200.
I know. He's been compared to OBJ.
Something else also
Do you think Baldy fell
noting.
Into the old, I'm going to compare him to another white guy trap?
Usually I would say yes, but I just know Baldy just watches this stuff over and over and over
again. That's why I say it more as a joke, because Baldy is very credible to me on all of these matters.
Something else interesting from this mock. So Drake May went 9th.
Yeah.
34, the Vikings trade up to and take Michael Penix Jr.
I think that's the literal perfect scenario for Michael Penix Jr.
They had already drafted did they draft the quarterback?
They drafted May.
So they drafted 2 quarterbacks, Chris.
May and then
Cousins,
Penix Jr.
Cousins Griffin III. I'm just saying, like, if Penix goes to a place like Minnesota where it's climate controlled, good play calling, Justin Jefferson, yeah. PFF would love – that's like a classic PFF move, though.
Just draft all quarterbacks.
If you go into their draft simulator –
they'll give you an A.
If you pick the best quarterback available at every one of your team's picks, I'm pretty sure if I do that right now, I will get an A in my draft.
Donnie,
I'm going to try it.
Where did some of the big corners go? Did any of them come? Where did Mitchell go before the Steelers pick? Where did the Alabama corners go? Did any of them get picked before the Steelers at 20?
Mitchell, I'm pretty sure Mitchell did not go before the Steelers went.
Oh, my God. I think they take him in that situation.
Arnold went 13th.
If
it's Mitchell versus Mims,
I think they take Mitchell.
I'd be okay with that. As much as you know I like Mims.
Mitchell went 22nd to the Eagles.
I would take Mitchell there because I think he's a stud. By the way, I did a PFF mock. We put these out once a week now on the show. Mitchell went, I'm not kidding you, and I said it so that it was like kind of random but not really, third overall. Third.
He has DeGene going 15th to the Colts.
He came in for a visit and was mobbed at the airport.
That was the LSU guy who wore his own sweatshirt with his own number and name on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.